From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Fresh fighting erupts in eastern Ukraine. A major battle erupted Wednesday outside a main separatist stronghold in eastern Ukraine. Officials say the fighting broke out near Donetsk when about 1,000 pro-Russian rebel fighters, backed by artillery and tanks, launched a pre-dawn attack west of the city. Rebels reported 15 civilian and combatant deaths. Authorities in Kyiv say at least 3 of their troops were killed, 30 others wounded. U.S. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf says Moscow is aiding the separatists.
Russia's shipped additional heavy weaponry into eastern Ukraine. Russian separatist forces maintain artillery pieces and multiple rocket launcher systems within areas that are prohibited. So they're really operating together here. Russia's taking steps to cover this up and to mask what they're doing. But again, given the kinds of weaponry, given the kinds of command and control, certainly these are combined forces operating in eastern Ukraine.
The Kremlin insists it has no direct role in the crisis and has repeatedly denied supporting the rebellion with arms and fighters. Another blast rocked the northern Nigerian city Maiduguri Wednesday, killing at least 6 people. The Islamist insurgency Boko Haram is suspected of a string of attacks in the city that have killed dozens in recent days. Meanwhile, the rights group Amnesty International says more than 8,000 Nigerians have died as a result of the government's campaign to stamp out the insurgency. Anna Neistat is Amnesty's senior research director.
This report presents cases of extrajudicial executions, massive deaths in custody, torture, enforced disappearances, and massive arbitrary arrests. And most importantly, in this report, we name the officials who we believe are individually responsible or bear command responsibility for these violations.
The French press agency says President Muhammadu Buhari, currently on a foreign trip, has pledged to look into the allegations. This is VOA News. Rescuers in central China have recovered dozens of bodies from a sunken passenger ship that capsized in the Yangtze River. The official Xinhua News agency Thursday said that 39 more bodies were recovered after authorities cut through the hull of the upturned vessel, bringing the death toll now to 65. Only 14 have been rescued so far, as since the ship went down in severe weather late Monday, nearly 400 were on board. President Obama says China has begun to put out feelers about possibly joining the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement.
The fact is that if we have 11 of the leading economies in the Asia-Pacific region who have agreed to enforceable labor standards, enforceable environmental standards, strong IP protections, non-discrimination against foreign firms that are operating, access to those markets, reduced tariffs, then China is going to have to at least take those international norms into account.
Mr. Obama told Public Radio's Marketplace broadcast that Chinese officials have reached out not just to the White House, but also Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on the possibility of participating at some point. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday announced the creation of an external independent review on how the world body has handled allegations of sexual abuse of young children in Central African Republic by French and African soldiers. Stéphane Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The Secretary General has decided to set up an external independent review to examine the UN system's handling of these allegations. The review will examine the treatment of the specific report of abuse in the Central African Republic, as well as a broad range of systemic issues related to how the United Nations responds to serious information of this kind.
The UN has come under fire over its perceived slow response to the allegations. Burundi has postponed a parliamentary election that was scheduled for Friday. A presidential spokesman told VOA the Electoral Commission is working on a new date for the poll based on recommendations made by regional heads of state. Violent protests broke out in late April after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a controversial third term. An explosion at a gas station in Ghana has killed at least 73 people gathered there for shelter during torrential rains. Ghanaian media reported the explosion Wednesday. Radio station Joy FM said the explosion and resulting fire occurred at a gas station near the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in northern Accra. The search for more victims continues. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is in Brussels seeking new aid from his country's creditors, with Athens running out of money, facing a series of loan payments due to the International Monetary Fund. Greece owes the IMF nearly $2 billion in 4 payments over the next 2 weeks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming